Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
Come to my assistance. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Mm-hmm. Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore, my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life, and your justice save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Do not hide your face from me. I put my trust in you.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Let us pray. Let us pray for all the animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive messages of Christ. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better, keeping his whole family in mind, Shannon, his sister, and of course his sister Jennifer. And we also pray for Bishop Long that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rests upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. Let us lift up in prayer the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. Pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and music. May the power of God give prosper to the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may thrive and prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and his church. Nicholas?
I would like to raise up in prayer all those who are victims of Hurricane Irma, those in Puerto Rico, Cuba, and all the Caribbean islands. May God be with them and their families as they endure this hardship. We pray for all the citizens in the state of Florida who are soon to face the threat of Hurricane Irma. May their preparations and necessary precautions be taken, and may God look after them as well. I pray for all those who are unjustly paid unfair wages. We pray that God will hear their prayer and answer them. I pray for the holy souls in the holy suffering souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest in their suffering and soon see God face to face. I like to pray for my family, for my loved ones, for my friends. I ask that God bring his grace upon them in whatever thing that they need grace for. Mother?
Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the depths of our hearts, the prayers of the church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord, fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy, to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray together. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.